This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Courtesy of Reliance Tencent Cadbury Hudson's Bay, a conglomerate company, exclusive supplier of dairy milk chocolate products.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Broadcasting, Roger Bricado Fisher, Moonbase Theta, September 22nd, 2098. Emergency alert to all teams receiving this broadcast. We have identified a potential collision event, an asteroid that we believe could impact planetside. Please distribute this report to all relevant parties. Again, we have found an astronomical object on course with Earth. Using this base's full range of telescopic arrays, we have identified an asteroid not previously known or tracked to this date on a path that could bring it into range for a terrestrial impact event. This object originated from outside our system and entered close enough to the Sun that it was previously unidentifiable by our instruments and remained so to any planetside viewing stations. What we've been able to discover is that this is an M-type nickel-iron composition asteroid, approximately 95 meters in breadth, approaching at 8 kilometers per second. Provisional designation of the object would be 2098 SK-156. To simplify things, we're calling it SK. The current projected path for SK could easily take it within the Earth's atmosphere. Potential impact sites have not yet been identified. The calculations are quite complicated. There is the possibility that it might fragment before reaching us, or carom between orbital debris and be diverted, or even impact here on the Moon. The Moon is hit by about 2,800 kilograms of material per day, with no significant atmosphere to cushion the impact. You might say we're specialists in this area. You'll recall the meteor strike of June 2082, which created the DeGrasse-Tyson crater and demolished our first mining operations on this side. I was part of the actual discovery. I continue to take shifts. The observatory is part of my duties to craft the spaceward broadcasts sent out by the array, so I help now and then with the monitoring as well. The initial radio reflections were so minute, partially hidden by noise from the Sun itself, I didn't even notice them. But Ashwini caught on right away, recalibrated, and focused the array to that direction. I've never seen them that agitated. They practically raised their voice. They actually left the room for a few minutes to think. It was something to see. I'm sorry, of course, this is a serious situation. A full report regarding the asteroid SK, including copies of all relevant data and projections, is being prepared by astrophysicist Ashwini Ray and will be submitted by separate broadcast as soon as completed. We will await your instructions. Base operations remain at acceptable levels. Helium-3 stores are at 74%. Water remains stable. Power levels are optimal. Rations are generally good. We've had to reduce provided sweet and snack items, but morale remains positive in that area. There are a few minor supply requests. I'll have Wilder provide a list before my next broadcast. We've reviewed your analysis regarding the stasis pod fluctuations. While an acceptable level of efficiency is a positive result, we'd like to know more about how the data compares to the near side bases. The warning lights continue to be a concern. I have yet to begin the review of internal communications that you requested as of September 15th. Obviously, the current emergency had to take priority. We've all adjusted our focus and our duties. NASA in particular has taken up additional responsibilities during this crisis moment, particularly in resource allocation and personnel management. This should be noted in their file. Once more, to all receiving, there is an astronomical object approaching Earth on an impact course. Please review the additional documentation appended. We will provide further data as it becomes available. Note that we would have relayed this message far more quickly if it were not for current issues with the communication towers. personal message. Alessandri, I promise you everything will be okay. I love you. Best to the hounds and everyone there. Moonbase Theta out.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Bergato Fisher. The episode was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Ninten.
Begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeists.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at mothershewrote.earth.